Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and speaking to me over the phone today, we have Ben Lowell from Back to the Bible Canada. Ben, it's great to chat with you once again. I did say just as we began our phone call, a Happy New Year, because it is the first time we've chatted this year into 2019. Some guests we had a chance to chat with at the end of last year, but we didn't get that opportunity. So to you and everyone at Back to the Bible, a Happy New Year.
Well, thanks very much, Jordan, and to you as well, and I guess all the other holidays we've missed in between. Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, things of that nature.
I suppose so.
Happy New Year, but yeah, it's good to be talking to you again.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to, again, having you on the program for today. So 2018 had wound down. Now looking ahead to 2019, what's the ministry focus of Back to the Bible? Actually, let's not even necessarily say for this year. Let's do that refresher, though, for those that aren't familiar. I'm sure they've heard of some of the things related to Back to the Bible. Just maybe that connection hasn't been there that, that's affiliated with Back to the Bible. So let's just do a brief introduction to the organization, first of all.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the organization, actually, its legal name is the Good News Broadcasting Association of Canada. And so what that is sort of the umbrella organization over our ministries, primarily, which is Back to the Bible Canada, of course, the daily Bible teaching of Dr. John Neufeld, a ministry that's been around for more than 60 years now. And so many, many people know about it, and follow it, and listen to it every day. But also we have other ministries, which I think folks on your station will have heard. Phil Calloway has our Laugh Again program. So always just messages of joy and hope and storytelling that comes from Phil. And we have a millennial ministry called In Doubt, which focuses on directing young people to answers of faith and life through the Word of God. So that's important to us. And, of course, we have our online video or television program called Truth and Life Today, which is also a program hosted by Dr. Neufeld. So that's typically what we're doing. But in essence, what we're all about is we're about connecting people, engaging people, and teaching people the Bible. So that's the swath there, if I can.
Right. And of course, Back to the Bible, there is, that Canadian office, if you will, but there's so much more that goes on globally with Back to the Bible, and we'll dive into that a bit later on. But now we'll go back, though, just in general for, goals, ministry focus for this year. What does Back to the Bible have in store?
Well, you know, it's an exciting time in many respects. It's a challenging time, but an exciting time. Challenging in the sense that, the world is challenging all of us. These are interesting days. I think maybe some more of the most interesting days of my life are occurring right now with all the world activities and different things and leadership around the world and challenges and all those types of things. So it really does help us in respect to recognizing the Word of God speaks into all these difficult issues of life and of faith and of relationships and of hope and things of that nature. So, you know, our focus remains the same. We teach the Bible. We believe that is where we will find the answers to life's challenges through a daily journey with Jesus. And so that's important to us. But in respect to the ministry itself, you know, we're trying to reach out with every medium possible through video, through audio, through podcasts, through a mobile application, print resources, online, and trying to do everything we can to connect people to the Word of God. Of course, Dr. Neufeld does that every day in a wonderful way. But Phil, in his unique way, with his storytelling and his humor, does that, and In Doubt does that. But one of the things that we're really trying to focus on this year is how can we connect not only to our regular listeners, but all of those new people that are beginning to call Canada home, people that are moving to Canada, who come with their first languages are different than ours. They're not English. They're not French. They can be Mandarin, or they can be Telugu, or they could be Arabic, or whatever the case might be. And so one of our emphases this year is how do we connect to those people through effective translations of our daily ministries that can not only impact people that are living here now with the gospel in a great way, but also can be distributed around the world so that we can touch more lives, literally millions of lives, with faithful Bible teaching. So that's really one of our key emphases this year.
I suppose just in terms of, like, the term missionary gets thrown out a lot, just in terms of those that go to the other side of the globe to spread the good news. And just from what you've been sharing there, it's how that can just become so much more to just someone who has maybe never even left Canada, how they themselves could even act as a missionary right in their own community. Like you say, the world, it seems like, can come to us in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you know, you go back to the Great Commission, and that we are to go out and make disciples, and really, you know, Canada has been on the lead of this for decades and decades of sending people, missionaries outside of Canada to these other countries to share the Word of God. But now, really, it seems interesting that God has really brought the world to our doorstep. And so I think we have an incredible opportunity and responsibility, in fact, to make sure that the gospel is provided in and give an opportunity for these people to hear the gospel. So the world is changing so quickly, and some people would bemoan it. Other people are going to just have to realize that this is the opportunity that God has given us, and we need to embrace it and take advantage of it, and continue to serve him in obedience.
Well, I can tell that Back to the Bible is really trying to relate to that ever-changing world as well. I mean, through just even the website, putting Dr. John Neufeld's messages available for just like a simple click, and then boom, you can be listening to a message. Maybe if someone's missed one from a particular day. I mean, Dr. Neufeld also even has a blog. These are all, of course, those 21st century type techie terms, if you will, again, in this changing world that we're in. It's important to adapt to what the, in some respects, to be able to reach to those that maybe have not heard the word.
Well, you know, Jordan, we honestly believe that the Word of God obviously does not change, and we're not about changing that. We're always going to be about Bible teaching, but you're right. I mean, you know, obviously, as the world changes, how we connect with people, how people can access information, I mean, that's changing constantly. And I think we have a real responsibility to make sure if an opportunity is there, that ministries, Bible teaching ministries, the church, whomever it is taking the best opportunity possible to reach as many people as possible. Now, interesting enough, our founder, whose name was Theodore Epp, 75 years plus ago, founded Back to the Bible. And that was his vision. His vision was that he would take every opportunity, effective opportunity available to him to share the Word of God. And we continue to do that today. And like you say, if you go to backtothebible.ca, you see all the different means by which you can engage in our Bible teaching ministries. And we're glad to say that all of these resources can be made available for free on multiple different mediums, whether it's radio, or whether it's on the website, or whether it's signing up for the podcast, or getting our mobile application, which has virtually everything on it, or our print resources. We're striving to do whatever we can to just tell people the good news.
Absolutely. As, you know, someone about to enter his 30s, the in-doubt kind of appeals.
You're just about done, Jordan. You're getting so old now.
Well, just making that connection to in-doubt, I've had the chance to talk to some of the people behind in-doubt, and just how I can recall just nodding my head along to so much to what they were talking about. And within the name itself, in-doubt, it just goes to show this time for a young person's life. Often, yeah, much of it is just identifying just someone who they are becoming and, you know, how faith is going to play into that. It is such a crucial time. And I know for myself, you know, some might get a little nervous when they hear the word doubt thrown out there. But I mean, hey, it was something even that the disciples, if you will, it was even them so close to Christ that even they had those times of questioning, if you will, in those circumstances. I found that in doubt, just what it has to offer, just so comforting, I know, in a lot of ways, that, hey, just because I have these questions or even doubts, if you will, that doesn't make me any less of a Christian, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think anybody should be concerned when doubts arise. I mean, I think that's part of our nature. We're going to question things. We're going to look for answers. We're going to, in some cases, a healthy thing to look into something and say, what do I believe about that or what don't I believe about that? And then to look for the information that's going to provide you answers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we live in a culture and a society today where answers are being flung from every side. And I think it's critical, and this is what In Doubt tries to do, is to speak into those difficult questions of life and faith in a biblical way. And what In Doubt tries to do is meet those difficult questions head on. So you're going to hear podcasts or the radio program on In Doubt about things like sexual identity. You're going to hear about conversations about the sanctity of life. You're going to hear conversations about the legalization of marijuana. You're going to hear conversations about mental health and loneliness and depression and bullying and all these types of things, because we believe these are questions and difficulties that need to be spoken into, and we believe the Word of God speaks into all of those things. So Ryan McCurdy, who's the host of In Doubt, he talks to people from around the globe, literally experts, to see, you know, how does God speak into these tough issues? And I really encourage, if you're a young adult or you're somebody that a parent or a grandparent, I think these are really important conversations to have, and you want to check in either on the radio program or go to indoubt.ca and find all the back issues of podcasts that have been done. I think it's been really helpful, and we've gotten an incredible response from it.
And a lot of it's just timeless in some ways, right? How someone can go back and to even scroll back to when some of those early podcasts were just revealed. I mean, it's not time sensitive in that kind of way that, you know, if I go back and listen to something from a couple of months ago or a couple of years ago, I mean, it's not sensitive in that kind of way, really.
No. Well, you know, I mean, the bottom line is, if we're doing our job correctly, the answers don't change. The answers come from the Bible, and they're timeless, and so we want to make sure they're relevant, because there's different things happening today that maybe were happening or that are on the forefront 10 years ago. So we want to speak into those things that are going to most relevantly connect. But the answers really don't change. The truth of God is timeless. And so you're right, absolutely right. Whether it's last week or 3 years ago, the same answers are the same. Mm-hmm. Truth is truth, according to the Word of God.
Right. Ben Lowell from Back to the Bible, our guest today, talking about many of the ministries involved with Back to the Bible. Now, do you still have some of those kids' ministries too, Ben?
Oh, yeah, we sure do. We have our Back to the Bible Kids, which is oriented towards Bible teaching, Bible engagement, scripture memorization, and those are all, we have three games that we actually work together to do those things, to help young kids do those things and get familiar with the Word of God and challenge them to memorize scripture, to write those scripture verses on their hearts and their minds. And so we do that, and so those are done really well, and so we're excited about that as well.
Excellent. Now, going beyond to some of the global ministries that Back to the Bible does have going on, I understand that there's a partnership in place with India. Now, I have a big heart for India and the Christian growth of faith that's going on there. Had a chance to go over there myself and see what's happening there. But I'm curious what Back to the Bible is doing specifically with India.
Yeah, well, Back to the Bible Canada has a special partnership with Back to the Bible in India, and we've come alongside of them to really support the growth and the development of the ministry there. I just was reading an article just the other day, which put India in the top 10 countries of Christian persecution, and so, you know, there's a great need there, and there's a great a presence of the church there as well, but they're definitely challenged in the work that they strive to do. But we've come alongside and we provide them their Bible teaching programming that they can use, and that's distributed across the country. We also do an annual Bible training conference for pastors. Dr. Neufeld and myself and some others from Back to the Bible go and help facilitate a two-day conference, which we're John is teaching expositional training for the pastors and striving to encourage and things of that nature. And that's really important. And we have pastors coming from across the country that will come by train or will walk or come by bus. Transportation is quite unique in India, and they come from a long distances to get to. This year, we're going to Delhi and to Hyderabad. And so a lot of things are being done to try and support and grow the ministry there in partnership with Back to the Bible India. And in fact, in this month coming up, we have a special opportunity for people who want to participate in our ministry in India. We have a special match pledge opportunity where people give to the Indian or to the international ministries of Back to the Bible Canada. Every dollar is matched with another dollar, up to $25,000. So we're excited about that. That helps us fund the radio programming, the online programming, the Bible teaching conferences, and all those things. So it's an exciting opportunity. And the ministry is growing there, so we're grateful to God for that.
Yeah, it's often such a unique market. I mean, something like foreign languages in itself often make it such a challenge to reach some of these areas of the world. India's especially unique in that. I know a lot of people, there's a number of the population who do either speak English or Hindu, or in many cases both, but then often there's that local dialect that also that can, and then there's literally thousands of those, it seems, like in India, right?
Yeah, my understanding is there's something like 1,600 sort of identifiable dialects or languages in India, so it makes it quite daunting, and we certainly don't reach out in all those languages. Fortunately, as you had mentioned, many, many Indian folks speak English, and so that makes it somewhat helpful to us to send those broadcasts in English, and we've gotten some incredible response. But, you know, we want to more and more, and that's one of our emphases this year, is find, you know, those primary languages that we need to be translating the daily program into, mm-hmm. and have people come alongside us to make those available. Again, within Canada, because there's so many, obviously, people from Indian descent in Canada, or Mandarin-speaking people, or Arabic-speaking people, find those primary language groups in Canada that we can not only minister in those languages within our nation, but also globally as well, and maximize the impact. And that's part of what this Match Pledge campaign is all about as well.
Mm-hmm. Just as well, just in general, people can consider giving to any ministry affiliated with Back to the Bible. A lot of that information can be found online, backtothebible.ca. Any other projects or programs you want to mention, Ben?
Well, no, I think that's you know, I don't want to overwhelm people, but you know, God is providing opportunity. We want to seize that opportunity. We want to do what God has called us to do, and do it faithfully. And we are just so grateful for all of those across the country, including Saskatchewan, who who just come alongside of us and want to and believe in what we're doing, want to participate in doing that. And they give with their encouragement, they give with their prayers, and they certainly give graciously and generously as well. And like you said, Jordan, mm-hmm. you know, you can check out Back to the Bible or make gifts at backtothebible.ca, and we would just be so grateful for that.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Again, Ben Lowell has been our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know, again, with Back to the Bible. I know Phil Calloway was actually in Saskatchewan, I believe it was even just last month, and thought, wow, to come to Saskatchewan in December, I'm sure he had lots of fun, lots of giggles with that. But now I see, yeah. Oh, good. He, like many Saskatchewan folks, it looks like he's going to the Caribbean with a Laugh Again cruise, which is really neat,
yeah.
as well.
yeah, we've got that coming up, and we've got an Israel trip coming up, too, in later in the spring. And,
oh, neat, yeah.
Just great opportunities for people to... just connect more directly with John and with Phil and with the Back to the Bible team and be ministered to and encouraged, and particularly with Israel, to just get to have an experience of a lifetime. So, yeah, if anybody's interested in those types of things, you can also go to the website for those things as well.
Yeah, most definitely. So, again, all affiliated with the Back to the Bible Canada. Again, our guest today on the program is Ben Lowell, Chief Executive Officer of the Good News Broadcasting Association of Canada, legal name for all of what we've been talking about today on
That's
the
true.
Program. Ben, want to thank you again for joining us on the program. Anything else you want to add? Is there anything else maybe people can be praying for Back to the Bible about?
Well, you know, it's just this, trying to and striving to meet the challenges and trying to be an encouragement and trying to know how we can come alongside of God's people and how we can come alongside of the church and just give of ourselves. And, you know, it just really is amazing. What we find is that even though we live in challenging days, people are looking for truth. They're looking for hope. They're looking for a sense of joy. They want to know what the future holds. And we just want to encourage people, you know, to seek the Lord out, to seek out His Word, to find out all He has for them. And we are just so blessed by your listeners and the supporters there. And we're just going to keep our nose to the grindstone, as mm-hmm. it is, and seek to do what God would have us do and celebrate that.
Well, thanks again for the refresher and the looking forward to 2019 and what's to come with Back to the Bible. All the best, Ben, and we'll be praying for you.
Thanks, Jordan. Really appreciate it, man. God bless you guys.
God bless you. All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5. Again, chatting today with Back to the Bible's Ben Lowell. Visit backtothebible.ca for more information on what we've talked about today. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.
Thanks for listening to All You Ever Wanted.